my SpongeBob underwear.
SpongeBob underwear? That's sweet. I don't want to see your underwear, man. I'll see him later. All right.
I'll see him later? That sounds so much better.
Yeah, it does.
Oh, my Lord. I'm so glad I'm recording this right now.
I know that's going to be the beginning of the show.
And now it's time to put down that PlayStation Move, get out of home, and listen to Trophy Whores. And here they are, the only whores that give it to you for free. Tricky Mick.
You try to put that in my mouth every week and I spit it down.
Donnie.
I should be able to get it for free.
And Titanic Wang.
I'm the fucking dragon sword.
Hello, everybody, and welcome to Trophy Whores. This is episode 53. I am your host, Tricky Mick. Alongside with me, Donnie.
You said episode Tricky 3.
Did I?
Yeah.
Okay. It's
episode Tricky 3.
He's become so self-absorbed, he's named the show after him now.
Now, listen, you know, I don't know who came up with this bright idea to record early in the morning, but if it, next time anybody suggests this, I'm coming from New York and whipping somebody's ass.
I believe it was you.
Okay. Okay, in that case, next time I suggest this, I give full permission to anybody to come to New York City and whip my ass. Well, I'm not even awake yet.
I'm missing the view right now because we're doing
this. The view. Wow.
I gotta have my daily dose of whoopee in the morning.
Okay. Don, say hi.
What up, though, everybody? Excited to be here after a week and a half break. And sorry, I know I sound a little bit more mannish than I do. I have a sore throat.
All right. Titanic, you're also with us. Say hi.
Hello, everybody. Yeah, it's the morning.
Yeah. Yeah. You having your usual dawn recording beer?
No. God, I got a little bit of morals. I'm having a mimosa.
Oh.
Yeah, where's mine?
I left it on the counter, hon.
Okay, well, it's only about 2,200 miles away. I'll be there shortly.
All right.
All right. And also, we have a special guest, one of our writers on Proven Gamer, who has started a little column called Moonshine Alley. It's kind of interesting, except he bullshits a lot in when he talks about the bet. Moonshine is with us.
It's not bullshit if you're winning by $6.5 million.
I don't know where the hell you're getting your numbers there, but...
I don't just pull them out of my ass. That's you and Twitter right there, buddy.
Yeah. Okay. All right. Before we go and update the trophy count, I want to address something. Last week, we didn't release the show, obviously, because it's Christmas. And I guess a lot of people got a lot of PlayStation 3s for Christmas, in which I got 20 friend requests. And every single one of them said, I don't know if I should give this request because there was no show this week. So I started messaging people back saying, sorry, there's no show. It was Christmas. We took the week off. And people go, well, I had family over. I wanted them to listen to your show. In which I just responded, well, there are 52 other episodes you can have them listen to.
Maybe they're waiting on the good one.
Yeah, I guess. This
Well, definitely ain't going to be this one. See, it's hard to believe this is going to be our New Year's episode, and we're doing it sober and in the morning.
Yeah, well, maybe we'll turn over a new leaf. What do you think?
Yeah.
All right, so let's go into updated trophy count. I am level 20. I have 3,509 trophies, and I have another platinum, adding my count up to 27.
Donnie?
I'm sorry. What? I'm sorry, Donnie?
Then what is it?
Little Big Planet 2.
Oh, yeah, you didn't tell me that.
Hey, I was harassing people for a week to help me get the last trophy. Even Moonshiner was giving me advice I had to get it. I even sent him a picture of how far I can get close to it, and I just couldn't do it. Finally, I had to wait for somebody to open up their Christmas gift, or their daughter's Christmas gift, to help me out.
We're a nice, respectable platinum.
Yes. All right, Donnie, what's your count at?
Level 20, and I know y'all fiddle with it again. I'm at 3,300 and something trophies. And 44 platinums. Y'all steady dissing me on my plat count.
No. You have 42 platinums.
44.
Actually, no. I'm sorry. You have 41 because we said we were going to take one off for every week. You don't admit the Uncharted wasn't good. So you have 41.
I didn't. What?
Yes.
I'm not going to admit Uncharted 1.
I accept your Uncharted, Donnie.
Good. Thank you. Uncharted was good. And I manned up to that how many times?
Yeah, but it doesn't matter. I mean, when a dude robbed a bank and then he goes to the cops and admits he robs the bank, the cops don't go, oh, that's okay. You can go.
No, what they do
you
is...
You manned up and admitted to it.
What they do is they
they take their
they take away some of the time. They take away some years. Like, oh, okay, you admit it. Pat on the finger, I'm going to give you 15 years instead of 35.
Okay, so instead of years taken off, we're taking off platinums.
Isn't this entire argument about using a guide?
Yes.
Exactly.
But it is not the fact that he used a guide. It's the fact that he goes, I don't use guides to find trophies. I'm a gaming whiz. I find everything on my own. Then he comes along and goes, I used a guide to find all the trophies or all the treasures because they hit him well this time.
I used the guide in 3. I did not use the guide in 2. I admitted this. I like, all right, let me admit. I didn't even say I didn't even use the guide in part 3. I said I haven't found all the trophies yet. Then in the next episode, I came back and said, you know what? I'm going to admit it. I used the guide on 3. And then I also told you, but I didn't use the guide on 1 and 2. I found all the trophies on my own in 1 and 2.
Okay.
3, I admitted to it.
All right, we're done with this bullshit life.
Yeah.
Titanic.
Tricky, did you use a guide for Little Big Planet 2?
Absolutely.
Okay, what's the issue? Who cares if he hides it or not? We know everybody uses them.
But I didn't use it.
It's the fact that I'm a game quiz. I don't need to use a guide.
I didn't say I didn't need to use a guy. I just said I'm a game whiz, and yes, I am a game whiz over you.
Yeah, the whole deal originated, Donnie, with me giving trophies and tips about Uncharted 3 not being too hard of a platinum. And I mentioned going on YouTube and using the guides, because that's what I did. And you called me, I wasn't a real treasure hunter.
Yeah.
Because I used a guide.
Oh, well. Of course I'm going to say
The next week, you go, I used a guide.
It's just game talk, man. It's just game talk. That's all it is, game talk. All
right, we've argued over several episodes over this. Titanic, what's your count?
Oh, let's hear. Trophy count is 2340. Platinum count of 10, and I'm level 16.
All right, and Moonshiner?
Well, as it gets changed again, let me type that back real quick. I'm a level 23, 4,400, and 43 platinums.
Wow.
Ooh, you up there with me. Nice. Somebody that's on my level. I like that.
Yeah. Oh, but he's also got 1,100 more trophies than you, Donnie, so he's kind of like...
I ain't talking about the currency. I'm talking about the $100 bills I got. I got poor.
Oh, it's
let's count PSN titles that are 100% of 2, though. You know, if every plat counted for a PlayStation Network title that was 100%, I'd be at like 80 platinums. But you don't get platinums on all those.
Although you did go in Moonshine, you did go get all the trophies in all the Back to the Future episodes, then went and got the disc and got that platinum.
You goddamn straight I did.
Don't worry, I'm not far behind you. I'm gonna do the exact same thing.
And for $19, why not?
Exactly.
I bought Tron too because you can platinum that on Chapter 7, you know?
You don't even have to finish the game.
That's a broken freaking platinum there.
The whole system's broken.
At least make it so you got to beat the final boss before you
get it. Oh, yeah, exactly.
There was some other game that you got the platinum before you finished the game. I don't remember what it was. Oh, I'm trying to remember. I think it was like Megamind or something like that.
No, you had to Megamind. You get that if you can find everything before the final boss, you get the platinum. All
right, so let's move on to what we're playing. Let's start off with Moonshiner since I kind of caught him playing Jimmy Johnson's Anything with a Dungeon, so I'm gonna let him go first.
You didn't catch me. I was openly playing it, signed into the network. Catch it. If I don't want y'all to see me playing something, I just won't be signed in. You have to go digging through a trophy count.
All right, so Moonshiner, what have you been playing?
The thing I've been playing the most lately is Skylanders with my little one. We opened that a few days early for Christmas, and we beat it the other day. We've got like 7 Skylanders completely leveled up and upgraded, and beat the final boss and all that. He was all excited because it's the first game he says he ever beat on his own. Never mind that I sat there with him for 13 hours and helped him. I was all of a sudden out of the equation. Enjoyed that. Really had a good time with it.
Isn't that a proud moment when your child can beat a game on his own? I felt that same way because I used to help my nephew with games all the time. And he told me he beat a game on his own. It was great. It was a great feeling. I taught him well.
Oh, yeah, it's fun. You know, he's sitting there talking shit to me, you know. My wife's sitting there in the living room going, "Dadgum, are y'all mad at each other?" I'm like, "No, we're not mad at each other. We're teasing each other." You know, he's like getting mad at me, giving me instructions. But I enjoyed that. Yeah, I did play Jimmy Johnson's Anything with an Engine.
Yeah, how was that?
It sucks ass. Don't mess with that. It's I liked it better than Need for Speed, The Run. That tells you how bad The Run is.
Wow. I heard good things about The Run.
The Run blows, dude. I don't want quick time events in my racing games. And if you know, we made the Cannonball Run.
What?
And it's about 8 hours long if you drag it out.
Wow.
It's miserable.
Look at quick time in a car game.
Yeah, man, you're going to have to quick time event around pit bulls chasing you down, cops trying to beat you up, trucks flipping through Vegas over your head. It's stupid.
That is nasty.
All right, what else you been playing there, Bujada?
Oh, man, I last night I platinum Pictionary Ultimate Edition for the U-Draw.
Really?
Yeah, my mom got the U-Draw for my son for Christmas.
Okay.
We've been playing that Marvel Super Squad, and then we played Pictionary. That's probably the easiest platinum on Earth.
The Pictionary one?
Yeah, it's ridiculous.
Okay.
The answers on whether or not you got it right is completely on the honor system.
Yes. Now
that you draw, that's that controller. It's like $70, right?
Yeah, you can catch it. You can catch it on sale though with the You Draw Studio Instant Artist game. You can catch it on sale. It's I think regular price is like $80, $70, something like that. But I seen it on sale on Amazon last week. You pick it up for like $40.
Wow.
And outside of that, I'm just waiting on DLC for my personal game of the year, Saints Row the Third.
So oh, I get yeah.
playing that.
And Donnie, what have you been playing?
Well, I've been playing Peace Walker. I finally got to it. And let me say, when I first played it, I really didn't like it at first. And for it to be a Metal Gear game, I was kind of like, the gameplay is so way different from 1, 2, and 3, and 4. But then I started to get more and more, because it's a lot to do in that game. I don't know how you got to it yet, any tricky or anybody?
I just beat the first chapter. I haven't played it since then.
Warning, spoiler alert, please seek shelter and make sure that you protect yourself by any potential spoilers.
Oh, okay, when you get later on, this is the part before Big Boss started calling himself Big Boss, like, He had the title, but he don't like people to call him boss. And you build in, I'm actually starting to build the actual Metal Gear itself for when you battle Snake. I'm starting to build that. I'm building my Outer Heaven.
Thank you for all the spoilers there, Killer.
Oh, I'm sorry. Yeah, spoiler.
make sure we put a spoiler tag in before what Donnie's playing.
Yeah. But it's cool, though. You send out people. Yeah, you build your army. And you send them out to do missions. You don't actually see them play, but you know they're building up missions because you get personal messages saying this person has leveled up slightly and all this and that. But it's cool. I don't like the pace is kind of slow because you're picking missions. Like you got to actually select missions instead of just having a continuous story that plays from title to end. But I like it. I started out real slow for me, but I'm starting to dig it a whole lot more.
All right, and you been playing anything else?
No, that's all I've been stuck to right now.
No, you've been playing something else.
And what would that be?
The game that never downloads for you.
Oh, shows you how great it is. I've been playing DCUO after a month. It's finally completed downloading. And then when I actually tried to start it up again, guess what? Another download out of nowhere.
The funniest thing is I call up Donnie and say, "Donnie, let's play some DCUO. I'll get you leveled up." He's like, "All right, cool." I launch up the game after him, and I go right in because I'm a legendary member. Donnie has to wait in a queue for 340 people to get into the game.
Ridiculous.
And the free version you cannot earn trophies on, right?
Yes, you can.
Man, it is not worth it, man. The game is not enjoyable to me. I can't. Oh my god.
This is a message to our listeners. If you're gonna play an MMO with Donnie, don't.
Please. You know what?
I'm gonna download it now.
Because I'm telling Donnie, follow the yellow arrow. Okay. I don't know what I'm supposed to be doing. Meanwhile, I'm there jacking shit up because I'm a level 30 character. He's like a level 4. And he's like, I'm like, Donnie, you don't want the mission? He goes, oh, yeah. They need to have a better system to tell you when you're done with the mission. I'm like, it tells you right on the screen, dude. He's like, oh, I'm not paying attention.
Dude, it don't pop up on the screen. Man. It's like in the middle or the right-hand corner or something like that. And it's the font is like -3. Oh. And I'm like, dude, I can't. You just kill, or do whatever it says. And next thing you know, I'm thinking I'm still playing because it's an MMO. Everybody else is doing the same mission. So the mission never disappears and it's continuously going on. So I'm thinking I still got to go on. All
right.
I don't like it.
Is DCUO better than it was? I haven't played it since like February.
Yeah, it's better than what it was. I mean, you still have a little hiccups. They've added a lot of stuff. The only reason I'm a legendary member is because, as our listeners know, I already have the platinum. And in order to play the DLC, you either had to buy each individual DLC pack for $10 or buy a legendary subscription for $15 for the month. And you can basically get all the trophies in 1 month. So I went legendary just to be able to play the DLC for free and get all the trophies. So
yeah, I played it when it first came out. I got it, and I played it for that first month that you didn't have to pay for, but I canceled it before then. Yeah, I just wasn't really enjoying it.
Good move.
It's actually a good game. I mean, if you get a group of people in there, because like you said, I'm level 30, so I'm starting to do all the tier 1, tier 2, and tier 3 stuff. And shout out to Philosophy, who's helping me. It's fun when you get a group of people, but if you're doing it by yourself, it's really not fun. And I mean, Donnie's trying and he's not liking it, but that's just because he's not like an MMO player. Once you get into it, it's kind of fun.
I can't believe he got a whole podcast on just that.
All right.
Philosophy.
You should listen to it. Okay, Titanic, what have you been playing?
Oh, let's see here. I played some Modern Warfare 3. I played Little Big Planet 2 for 5 minutes.
Yeah, thank you for that.
Just what I needed for the platinum.
Some more Marvel Pinball. Still really enjoying that. And God, I think that's it. It was a really slow week for me.
I've been playing Metal Gear Solid 2, Metal Gear Solid 3, Saints Row the Third, Penny Arcade, Tomb Raider, Marvel Pinball, Peace Walker, Uncharted 3, Cars 2, got my Little Big 2 Planet, and I recently just started playing Tales of Monkey Island, which I'm kind of enjoying. It's kind of funny.
Are you enjoying the Penny Arcade juice?
All right, moving on to our first topic of the day. As everybody knows, the Vita has launched in Japan. And apparently the sales figures are rolling in, saying that the Wi-Fi version is selling out more than the 3G version. The Wi-Fi version is selling roughly 85%, where the 3G version is only selling around 56%. The top games, selling games are Everybody's Golf 6, Uncharted, Dynasty Warriors. It seems like the memory cards are also selling out, with the 32 gig and the 16 gigs sticks being sold out. And statistically, they're saying 90% of Vita buyers are buying a memory card.
Because that's all they got no choice. And they buying them while they got the money before they get bankrupt.
You guys have any comments about this? Or
it shouldn't be a surprise. I mean, first of all, how many people are wanting to pay the extra money for the 3G version, plus then buying any additional service for 3G? And if you're like me, I've already paid mine off when it comes out. I'm just getting the Wi-Fi because the only time I'm not going to have Wi-Fi when I'm playing, hell, I'll be driving or something, you know? So I wouldn't be able to play anyway. No, I wouldn't be able to play.
Oh, okay. Yeah, that, well, the 3G, I mean, they pretty much told you, I mean, they're limiting your bandwidth. You can only download games under so many megabytes, you know, not anything that's not common. So basically the 3G's, all that's going to get you is probably going to be able to get you to log into PSN, maybe send some messages if you need to. To me, that's not worth the extra $50 plus data plan just so I could send messages on the go. Because to be all honest, if you've got an iPhone, there's an app for you to do that on there.
There's an app for that.
Yeah, it's a free one too. So yeah, it makes no sense. It's, if you got an iPhone, the 3G version shouldn't even be a consideration for you.
I mean, personally, I paid off mine. I am buying the 3G version. I'm buying the 3G version only because of the fact that if it ever comes a time that I wanted the 3G, I would be glad that I have it. So, I mean, I see the pros and cons of having it, but I personally, I'd rather have it just in case I ever wanted it. So I'm buying a 3G version myself. Mine's already paid off.
Didn't you pre-order the pack that comes out a week early?
Yes, I did.
Yeah, see, that one had to come 3G. That's why I didn't pre-order it.
But I did find out that just because you're getting the system a week early doesn't mean you're getting games early. You still have to wait until the actual February 22nd to get any of the games. The only game you're going to get is Little Deviants, which I honestly, I don't care about one bit whatsoever.
I'm kind of like, duh. Of course you're going to have to wait till the actual game come out.
Well, I heard the Vita had some sort of program built into it that shows you how to use it that includes a platinum trophy.
Get out of here.
Yeah.
I shit you not, man. I heard that.
Yeah, yeah.
You just made his day.
No, you have something to do for a week, Tricky.
Yeah.
Well, I also, there's people, I mean, the Vita's been out for a little while now, and there's people that have a Vita, and they're saying that their Vita trophy list isn't showing up on the PS3, but their PS3 trophies are showing up on the Vita.
Yeah, it's probably going to be in firmware update 4.02 or something. Well, they'll fix that. You know, when they make it where I can only use one PlayStation instead of two.
I didn't think about that. So,
well, see, from what I've seen, the people who have imported it, their account goes up, but the symbols of their trophies aren't showing up on the account.
Really?
So that's what I've been seeing on YouTube, where they'd earn one. You go to your PSN ID, your account went up one, but there's no image showing that, you know, or shows your last, what is it, 10 trophies you earned or whatever.
Right.
So, but
I'm sorry. Go ahead.
Well, I mean, you're importing it. I mean, this stuff isn't even supposed to be functional on this side. I mean, they, you know, I'm going to laugh my ass off if all of a sudden they throw the switch on for the U.S. servers, then all these trophies everyone's been earning who import it are gone. But they got to earn them.
You got to see, yeah. 43 plats. And 2 days from now, you bat down to 27.
Wasting all that time.
All right. They're also saying that Sony has only sold 321,000 Vitas in the first 2 days on the store shelves, compared to the 3DS, which sold 371,000 during its launch period. It's raising a little concern, saying that the Vita is not selling as well as the 3DS. How do you guys feel about that number in itself? I mean, me personally, I don't think it's an issue because if I remember correctly, and I could be 100% wrong with this, but didn't the 3DS launch globally at one time?
As far as I remember.
And
I
the Vita's only and the Vita's only been released in Japan. So if they're only 50,000 behind them in, you know, just taking Japan sales to global sales, I think the Vita's actually selling pretty well.
I'm just concerned about how the DS is out. Well, Japan like cute stuff. I guess DS is cute.
Here's another statistic for you. In 2009, the DS generated 70% of all portable game revenue in the United States, and Apple's iOS and Android together captured 19%, while Sony PSP only had 11%. Now, with the numbers, I'm actually just lost it. So
it's probably iOS about 88%.
Yeah, it's dramatically gone up. I'm trying to find it real quick. I just lost it. I can't believe I just lost it. Okay, here it is. And now, with numbers today, Nintendo share has dropped down to 36%. Sony has dropped down to 6%. and the iOS and Android are up to 58%.
Well, iOS is winning the battle. I mean, when you can buy a 99-cent game, you're going to kick the shit out of a system that's selling them for $40. I mean, that's just, you know, simple economics there. But like I wrote in Moonshine Alley the other day, when I was at my mom's house the week before Christmas, had five kids in there, had consoles all over the place that they could play with, and every one of them was using either an iPad or an iPhone to play games.
All right.
You know, iOS is going to win this war.
But I see, this is what I have to just use logic against you.
You can't use logic against me, Tricky.
I don't think that's true because...
That's like saying you're going to shoot Superman with a bullet.
Well, the point is, I don't think it's going to win out because real gamers are going to require some kind of a D-pad where an iOS device doesn't offer that. I mean, yeah, they have the on-screen controls, but...
Real gamers are outnumbered by casual gamers 48-1.
Yeah, easy. I mean, look at me. I game on both. So it's like,
and what do you prefer,
hardcore,
though?
It depends on what game. Like I said, Plants vs. Zombies. That's greatly better on iPad. Yeah, that's just my opinion. Bejeweled Blitz, I play constantly. I bet you I play that game more than any game on my PS3 during a week. And that was a free game. To where Bejeweled on the PSN is what, $10?
Yeah, I think so.
Yeah, it's little things like that. So I mean, even the hardcore people who have iPhones and stuff, yeah, they play with a controller, but guess what? They got an iPhone too. So they're part of both markets.
All right.
I mean, you're just going to have a lot of hard rocking guys out there just buying eight of the same games for different systems.
Hey, we're not allowed to say his name no more.
I'm sorry. He who shall not be named too.
But like Plants vs. Zombies, I have it on the PlayStation. I have it on the DS. I have it on my iPad. I have it on my Mac. You know, it's just one of those fun little games. It's easy to play. And on my iPad, I agree with Titanic. That's the way I enjoy playing it the most. It's easiest. Right. And it can go to the bathroom with me.
Yes.
All right.
Your Station 3 can go to the bathroom too. All you do is tip the TV around and take the controller.
Do like me on Extra Life.
Or you just take the iPad in there and have everything right in your hands.
All right.
The iPad.
All right.
And so, now you know why we have two hands.
Okay, so Vita frequently asked questions and little known facts. Will you be able to transfer your old PSP game data to the new device? Right now, it's still in question. They haven't officially said yes or no.
Money talks.
No. This is the game data, not the games itself.
Money talks.
All right. Now, is it true that a memory card is going to be required to play some games? Yes, it is true. There are going to be three categories of games. Some games won't even boot up unless you have a memory card. Others will boot up but won't let you save in-game data without a card. And other games will run and save games without a problem, whether you have a memory card or not. It's all going to depend on the game itself.
That is the wackest junk I have ever heard.
And a majority of the most popular games for the Vita are going to fall into the first two categories, where you can't even boot it up unless you have one, or will boot up but won't let you save.
Well, there goes my idea of not buying a memory card and just leaving it on all the time.
That is so stupid, man. You know, I was highly upset when the Station 3 does the same thing. The Station 3 won't let you play a game if you have insignificant space in your data. I mean, in your drive.
Well, what kind of hard drive? What small hard drive do you have?
When that's when I first bought the system, and I had Ninja Gaiden 2. And it wouldn't let me play it because I didn't have enough space to play it. It threw me right back to the menu, PlayStation 3 menu. And I was like, that is stupid. That's kind of whack. I spent all this money. I should make the option of whether or not I want to save it or not. I can play the game all the way to the end and don't beat it well and cut it right off if I want to without saving. That should be my option.
Some of those games have to save to your hard drive to function, though. That's the problem. You can go through and clean out the old game data for the games you don't play anymore.
Oh, but yeah, I did that. But this still, even with the automatic save data on games, have the option to where you shouldn't save it, have the option to auto-save it if you don't want to.
we've all played Sony long enough to know that eventually they're going to take away every feature we like anyway.
Yeah. Our... still kind of stupid in my opinion.
All right, more questions about the Vita. How long will you be able to play a game without plugging in the Vita from a full charge? Many sources are saying you're going to be able to play 3 to 5 hours without needing a recharge. So that's pretty standard. Some other quick things. The original PSP had a brightness setting, but it couldn't be fine-tuned and only had a couple preset options. The Vita will allow you full control over the percentage of brightness. And the Vita will also have the same thing as the PSP with standby mode, where the tap or the power button, you'll be able to suspend the game. You'll also be able, just like the PS3, to hit the PS button and be able to chat with your friends, just like you do with the cross-media bar on the PlayStation 3.
Excellent.
Something to be expected.
Any more comments before we go into Naughty Dog being terrified?
Actually, I got one more thing I'd like to mention. I don't know, have any of you guys watched any of the YouTube videos of how the trophy lists work on the Vita?
No.
Nope.
Basically, it looks what I'm seeing on that Vita, everything is incorporated into it a lot better than the PS3 is. From the way things chat, the way the trophy list, how quickly the trophy list loads. When you're comparing with other people, like if I compare with Tricky or you, Donnie, just to see something, yeah, I mean, you guys know how long that thing takes to load.
I don't even do it no more. I just say forget it. I try to guess.
Yeah, the Vita, they pull it up, and I'm talking, boom, it's up. You know, this kind of, you know, I'm kind of wondering with how this, I know they can't have this entirely set up on the next PlayStation because, of course, the home screen is touchscreen, I believe. I don't know if there's anything you can actually control with the direction pad. Do you guys know?
I don't know. I don't know.
Okay. Well. Anyway, I think a lot of the trophy lists and the in-game chat and stuff. I've been watching videos on the Vita. It looks like it handles it much better than its big brother, the PlayStation 3. So it almost, you know, it kind of makes me think that, you know, with the PS3 firmware-wise, have we hit our limit of what the PS3 can do?
I don't think so. I think it's just I'm thinking just because the Vita's not you know what, I don't even want to speak on that because I could be 100% wrong and I don't want, you know, somebody coming along saying, "What the fuck are you talking about?"
Yeah. But you'll do that about our bet every chance you get.
I'm gonna win the bet.
Whatever.
Okay. Apparently, Naughty Dog says that moving to the next-gen system is terrifying. And they say it's often a difficult transition to the next-gen software.
No way.
Studio president Evan Wells said the move is a double-edged sword, explaining that the geek inside of you is always excited about the shiny new toy, but then the practicality of it starts in, and it said you realize it's going to be a lot of hard work. When you're going to a new technology, every day is a slog. Progress is slow, and it really takes a different kind of attitude and mentality to get through the kind of push, and it's not right for everybody. They explained that when they moved from the PS2 to the PS3, Naughty Dog has its darkest days, and they were losing people on a weekly basis. People just couldn't handle it. Going on that, I mean, obviously, I can understand the new technology and whatnot. Do you think it's getting blown out of proportion a little bit, guys?
Well, I think they feel kind of like me.
Oh, here we go.
Well, you know, we heard the growing pains going from the PS2 to the PS3, how developers whined and complained, oh, PS3 is so hard to work, you know, it's so hard to make games for it, you know, the infrastructure is all crazy. And then, you know, the 360, they were still using, you know, DVDs. It wasn't from what I understand, the Xbox, it didn't change a whole lot, you know, except, you know, higher speed CPUs and stuff like that. But I think if Sony make a new console and then changes it radically like they did to the PS2, PS3, it'll be growing pains.
Growing pains.
Yeah, basically.
Got Cameron up in here.
I think one of the biggest things to developers though is just the cost of what it is going to be to develop games on the next gen, you know. Change is always a little scary. I can understand that. I don't think, you know, it's terrifying like he's losing sleep about it right now. Now, when it comes down to the bottom line, when the move's being made and he's looking at the dollars going out versus what's coming in, it might be terrifying then. But, you know, Naughty Dog they survived it. And they've made great games. They're going to continue to make great games, and they'll do just fine.
And actually, they're expanding because, as we recently found out, a whole new studio is making, a game that they've been working on for 2 years now. So obviously, it might be terrifying, but they're definitely
rolling with it.
Yeah, and they're profiting from it. I mean, granted, Uncharted 2 and Uncharted 3, say what you want about Uncharted 3's ending, but the game itself was pretty good.
I loved the game right up until chapter 22.
I don't even know what else to say about this other than, I'm sure Naughty Dog will be fine.
Don't worry. Be happy.
Don't worry. Be happy now.
All right. You three gentlemen, anybody going to be buying Twisted Metal when it first comes out?
Oh, fuck yes. Me and Moonshine are going to tear that shit up.
So. Damn straight. It was supposed to come out on my wife's birthday. Now it comes out on Valentine's Day. My wife's out of luck either way, man. Be looking for me, and I'll be doing a big man crush on David Jaffe online, whooping Titanic's ass.
Oh, God.
The challenge has been thrown out.
Oh, no.
He called you out already, Wayne.
Oh, man. I'll be sweet toothing all over the place.
All right.
We're going to put hours after hours after hours into that game, man. I can't wait.
All right.
I can't wait either.
Well, I have some good news for you gentlemen then. Apparently, the first run of Twisted Metal is going to include a voucher code for a free game. Another popular Twisted Metal game, Twisted Metal Black.
And it's going to include a platinum.
What?
No, I'm just adding that in, hoping they'll do it.
Oh, no. I was starting to get excited for a second. I was like, read that.
I'm just starting it right now. Let's get that rumor going. Maybe they'll make it happen.
Okay. Now, as I said, this is only going to be the first run of the games. Chances are, if you do not pre-order the game, you are going to reduce your chances of getting the voucher. This is not going to be a standard thing. This is only going to be with the first run of the game. So if you're interested in getting Twisted Metal and Twisted Metal Black, make sure you pre-order the game. And as Moonshiner and Titanic have alluded to, the game comes out on Valentine's Day. If you do have a girlfriend or a boyfriend, whatever you want to do, buy the game with caution. You may wind up getting a divorce on the 15th.
Oh, dude, I can't wait. And it's crazy because I watched a video where Jaffe had talked about, including Black into it. And he did specifically say this is the exact same game you bought in 2001. So this is probably, it's not an HD. It's probably going to be one of them PS2 games they're selling in the store. But to me, that was just crazy when he's like, the exact same game you bought in 2001. And I'm going, oh my God, that was the last time I bought a Twisted Metal. It was 10 years ago. Yeah, I cannot wait. So excited.
All right, let's move on to the next topic then.
Yeah. Didn't hear nothing from you because I'm not excited for it.
This next story I'm reporting with under protest. God of War 4, yes, the rumors are started about God of War 4, is rumored to have a feature online co-op for Kratos and Deimos.
Oh, my God.
Now, if anybody that doesn't know the God of War story, Deimos was Kratos' brother.
If you beat the first one and go to the special features or the extras, it's a little mini movie about his little brother.
Or if you play Ghost of Sparta.
Ghost of Sparta just goes into him trying to rescue his brother. Okay. Yeah, that too.
Okay, but the story is God of War 4 is rumored to... which is a game that's even rumored. I mean, we know it's coming, but it hasn't been announced yet. But it's also rumored to feature an online co-op. How do you guys feel about that?
I like it. What I'm guessing is that maybe this game will be another prequel. Maybe this will be during the time where him and his brother were fighting side by side. Because I'd have a hard time believing, because what was it? Was it Ghost of Sparta? Where you're out to save his brother?
Yes.
Right?
Yeah.
Okay. There's a particular part in the game where you fight with him. And to me, it'd be hard to believe to have online co-op where his brother has his spear and shield. And then, he's got his blades of Athena swinging all over, because you'd have more reach than him and be killing everything while he was running at people trying to stab him with a spear. So I'd have a hard time believing you'd have that going on. But if it's a prequel and it's, you know, I like this idea. I always like to have a good beat 'em up and play with, you know, play with people online.
Well, yeah, I like the online co-op campaign myself, you know. I think that'd be fun. But it'd have to be a prequel.
Well, the rumor is that the plot line is going to be Kratos and Deimos attempting to escape from the afterlife because, you know, spoiler alert, we know that both of them are dead. Now, in God of War, Kratos being dead really doesn't mean anything.
We don't know that Kratos is dead.
Well, that's what I just said.
No. Oh, okay.
Pay attention to the conversation.
Yeah. My bad.
Okay. So, the rumor is that the plot line is going to be Kratos and Deimos escaping from the afterlife. You know, if that's the case, then obviously, well, it could still be a prequel because technically Ghost of Sparta was a prequel, but I don't know. I don't want multiplayer in God of War. I mean, games like, you know, it's going back to the whole infamous
thing.
There's
a big difference between multiplayer and online co-op.
You know, I saw that argument with people. Multiplayer is multiplayer. By definition. But yes, you're right. Online co-op and multiplayer and, you know, like Call of Duty type, yeah, there's two different things. But still, God of War is a story about Kratos. Why do I need an online co-op or any kind of co-op to tell the story? Yeah, it'd be cool, but again, this is just me feeling like developers are just adding things in to try to sell a game that they already know is going to sell gangbusters.
Don't let another Dead Space come out.
Well, no, that's Donnie. That's multiplayer again. You're going back to this is co-op. This is
I'm saying like as far as adding stuff in it, just because everybody else is doing it when they don't really need it and suck at it.
Yeah, but I mean, I don't want to see a God of War fighter incorporated into it. Yeah, if they do anything, co-op's the way to go.
Well, you know what? You know, I'm hearing you two talk about you know, the co-op. That is one of the most remarkable fight scenes ever in a game. The last fight battle with Kratos and his brother and Ghost of Sparta, that was like off the chain sweet. But I could have sworn it's been a minute. Didn't he die at the end anyway? Deimos?
Yeah, he already said that.
Yeah, so it can't. How can it be a prequel after that? Because Kratos didn't die at the end of that. It had to continue after God of War 3.
Okay, I'm not going to explain that again. Listeners, go back about 5 minutes ago in the podcast.
Oh, you said it had to be a prequel.
No, I said just because Kratos is dead doesn't mean anything because, as we know, in every God of War game, Kratos has escaped from Hades.
Yeah, but so still.
That he doesn't go down into Hades, gets his brother, and takes him with him.
Yeah, but still, that won't be like a prequel. It'll be a continuation after 3.
Moving on.
Maybe I'm lost, more lost than I thought I did was.
Announced for Europe, Sony is planning a new Quattro Platinum Pack, which is going to contain the most successful games they have ever published. The first pack is going to include Gran Turismo 5, Killzone 3, Uncharted 2, and God of War 3. Another bundle that is rumored is going to have Little Big Planet 2, MotorStorm Apocalypse, Gran Turismo 5, and Uncharted 2. Both bundles are set to release January 27th and will go on sale for £82.99. I don't know European money.
£89.
Roughly $100, a little more than $100.
Yes. But this, like I said, this is confirmed only for Europe at this time. This is not coming to the States as of this recording.
Well, no, it'd be a Platinum 4 pack in the United States, not a Quattro pack.
That's true. Every time I see Quattro, I think it's like a, you know, a razor. So, anyway, there's really nothing else to say about that.
This is pretty cool. We talked about this before the show started.
Yeah, Donnie, what's your opinion on this?
It's pretty cool, but I feel like they should come up with like a people's choice pack if they're going to do like this instead of just putting out there what people think was the greatest hit game, because basically that's all it is, greatest hits in a pack of four. I was like, they should have some kind of vote system online where you vote for this game to go into the package. instead of you, instead of the game companies or developers trying to read the consumer's mind and say and put this in the package.
I think that'd be a good idea, but I think what they're trying to do too is they want to package it so that if there's one or two games in the four pack that you like, you have to buy that four pack, and maybe you'll try the others and like them and check the other series out. But I like your idea, Donnie. I wish they'd do it that way too.
That'd be cool. I like that's a good theory too.
It would work a heck of a lot better, but who knows, maybe that's what they'll do here in the U.S. Maybe they'll go, here's a list of games, everyone vote for them, you know, the top four get thrown in a pack together.
That is not the American way. The government would not allow that.
Well, it won't be too much longer before the PlayStation 4 comes with a quarter slot. You got to drop a quarter in every time you want to play.
Oh, here we go.
You know it. I got to pay for my own game again, all over again.
Yeah, it's going to come with an online pass and a quarter access.
You know, I was, you know those games that they're making you rebuy, Donnie?
Yeah.
Some work actually is going into them. Because they're incorporating that second analog stick into all them games.
I don't care about a second analog stick. I want to see HD. Really? No, I want to see some HD. That's what I want to see. Of course they got to incorporate that because they just got it. The controller, the system they're putting it onto has two analog sticks. So they just got to do that. That's to be expected. Same thing they did with Peace Walker. They had to use the second analog stick because they bring it onto a system that requires two analog sticks. I want to see at least HD. You ain't got to put trophies into it, but at least HD. So come with something else, Wayne.
All right. Did anybody here pre-order The Last Guardian from GameStop?
No, I don't care about this game.
Okay.
You mean the game that's never coming out?
Yeah. Well, that's part of what the story is about. If anybody pre-ordered The Last Guardian from GameStop, they received a phone call from GameStop's automated system saying, quote, "Hello, this is GameStop calling with important news regarding your reservation. We have been notified by the vendor that The Last Guardian has been canceled. To reserve a different title or have your reservation money refunded, please go to your local store." That apparently was sent out to, which caused a lot of controversy because everybody's like, what the hell? Why is the game being canceled? A short time later, a Sony representative came out. His name's Alex Armour. He says, "GameStop doesn't know what the hell they're talking about. That is not true. It's not canceled. And we don't know what the hell's going on." In which GameStop came back and reported saying that their system, because The Last Guardian doesn't have an official release date, that their system decided to cancel the game and take it out of their system, which sent out all those phone calls saying that The Last Guardian has been canceled. Since then,
now GameStop about to get sued.
Since then, The Last Guardian has been reinstated for pre-order. It says The Last Guardian will be reinstated for pre-order when a firm launch date is known.
Well, I don't often defend GameStop, but let me start by saying they never canceled pre-orders for Duke Nukem.
Oh, you're talking about Duke Nukem Forever?
Yeah.
They held the pre-order for 12 years?
Yeah, they didn't. They remember when it came out, they said they would honor Duke Nukem pre-orders going back like to 97. So, I mean, if they didn't cancel that one, you know, they're not going to cancel them unless their vendor gave them reason to. And, I mean, the game's, you know, in flux right now. Nobody knows if it's coming out. Everybody working on it's quitting. You know, they're fed up with it. And, you know, maybe it's time to walk away for a while.
They kept a pre-order for 12 years.
I've got to guess one of the people that quit went to work at GameStop. And he's like, "I'll get these fuckers."
He had to go to GameStop. There was no way any other developer was going to hire him. It took him 5 years. He can't get shit out, you know?
Oh, it's just, yeah.
I mean, Japanese studios are slow, but damn, Last Guardian is, it's been ridiculous.
Should be canceled because nobody cares.
Well, no, there are people that care. I think the only thing we've seen is that little trailer at E3, what, 2 years ago, 3 years ago?
It's been a while.
I mean, that's the only thing we've seen about the game, so I don't know. I mean, I'm not interested in it. But I am interested in trying to pick up the Eco and the Shadow of the Colossus collection to see how good the games are, because, you know, everybody says they're great games.
Game for life, man. Rent it. Rent it. I'm telling you. Rent it. Borrow it if you can.
All right. I guess nobody else has anything else to say about this?
No.
All right. This is a little funny story. Everybody remembers when they did a firmware update not too long ago. Sony released a new, I don't know what you call it, terms of service, in which you agreed that you were not going to sue PlayStation. Everybody remember that?
Yeah.
Okay. I never read it, but I remember it.
Same here.
Well, apparently a lawsuit has been filed in last month suing Sony over their no suing rules.
That's right.
I'm gonna agree that it is, but I ain't digging it. I ain't digging that at all.
Well, okay. According to an article on GameSpot, some people didn't take kindly to being strong-armed in that way, and now a Northern California man has filed a lawsuit seeking class action status against Sony. Quote, on behalf of all customers who purchased a PS3 and signed up for the PSN access before the September change to the terms of service. The lawsuit states that Sony's decision to unilaterally institute the no-suing clause in its terms of service was an unfair business practice because it forced consumers to choose between either giving up their rights or to forego their access to the popular PSN service through which they could play multiplayer games, download new content, and buy add-ons and such. It also states that Sony buried the clause section describing the changes near the bottom of a 21-page viewable through the PS3 and neglected to post an easily accessible version of the form online, even though it had done so with its past user agreement updates. The suit states that Sony's allowed an opt-out from the class action provision, but the only way you could do it was in writing. You couldn't write an email, a phone call, or any form online, and it had to be done within 30 days. I know we've spoken on this before, but do you think this guy has any merit in his lawsuit?
I'd say there's merit there. You know, I'm not the guy that's going to take the time to sue him over the issue, you know.
It's America.
But, yeah, I mean, it all comes down to money. I mean, if this guy's going to sue him, does he have the money to burn up in a legal team to even get this, you know, close, you know, to going to trial?
Well, even at that, he's probably going to spend more money trying to fight it than he's going to get in winning the lawsuit.
He might not be after money. It might just be the principle. You know, maybe this guy's got money to burn and wants to give Sony a hard time because he's, you know, getting jaded with the company with all the moves they've been making. But I mean, when they do stuff like that, they're inviting hackers and future attacks. You know, they're like poking people with a stick. You know, sooner or later, somebody's going to swing back.
Hey, that's a good call. I like that. I think it'd be funny if Sony sues them for suing them over their non-suing policy.
That would be good. Since September, when Sony instituted their "you can't sue us" clause into their user agreement, other companies have taken suit, and those include Microsoft and Electronic Arts are now having the same thing in their user agreement. Their quote was, "If anything goes wrong with your Sony or Microsoft online services, there's not much you can do about it." And the same is true for EA's Origin service. Okay. Now, in a story that's going to get Moonshiner's attention. A man has hacked Skylanders. And,
oh, it better not have been trigger happy. He better not have been hacked.
And in
that bottom base off, touching around in there. Better not be touching my guys.
And in response, he has received a nasty letter from Activision. Now, I'm going to defer this to Titanic because we were talking last night about this, and he knows a little bit more about this than I do, so I'm going to let him take the lead on this one.
All right, so basically what this guy did is he took the figures and started examining them, went into them, see what was going on. He found all the files, all the stats that's, you know, kept within the figurine, and he himself did not mod them. He didn't do anything. Pretty much he put the zip file online, which gives people the tools to then start manipulating with the stats of it. So yes, granted, he did not himself do it, but he put the tools out online to do so. He put the
messenger. The messenger.
Yeah.
He pulled a Geohot.
Yeah. So now he thinks that he, to himself, he believes he did nothing wrong. He goes, well, I just put the zip file up. You know, what's the big deal? Well, the big deal is now everyone can start modding their figurines because you basically gave them what they needed, which is he did something wrong. He's up on his message board. And I hate people like that. That's just, I didn't do nothing, you know.
Yes, I didn't do nothing wrong, but this, I didn't do nothing wrong. I just gave the tools out to everybody globally. That's all.
I didn't rob the bank. I just provided the car, the getaway car outside.
Yeah.
Hey, man, everybody in prison is innocent.
Yeah. Now we need to direct some of this at Moonshiner. Is there any online playing Skylanders?
I haven't played online. Just me and my son played couch co-op together. And I think you can play online, like they have a battle mode that you can play online with other people. But with getting in the RFID code, I mean, outside of just trying to upgrade your character without having to actually go through the levels and find the stuff, I guess, you could use that as a way of getting a trophy or something. But if they have a cap, your character caps at level 10 right now. If you have a way that you can make it like level 30, well, then you could like one hit kill everything in the game and just basically break the game, you know. But I don't know what he's able to do with it, or even if he's messing with them like that, you know, or if other people are.
I mean, are you battling? I don't know anything about Skylanders, so that's why I'm deferring it to you. Is it like a battle system, like a fighter type thing, or are you still run around just taking everything out?
No, they have in the campaign you can play with either one or two people, and you each put your little Skylander on the portal of power, which I know that sounds stupid coming out of a 36-year-old man's mouth. And you run around, you can do missions, you can find everything, you just work your way, you progress through levels just like any other, you know, platform game. And then they also have a battle mode where two people run around and you try to kill each other and beat each other up. Then they have challenges where you can only be one Skylander and you go through and you try to defeat the challenges. But I don't see the reward in upgrading your Skylander. I mean, literally, it takes probably 3 to 4 hours of gameplay to max out a Skylander. So, I mean, I don't see why you'd want to work around with it. I don't see the logic behind it. I don't see what it'd be there for.
Isn't this like a first stage to PlayStation Genie?
Well, I guess you could compare it to that.
Well, the only way I could think that would be effective is like you max out all your upgrades and you can't get any more upgrades. You can max out at a level 10, which makes you just stronger in your fights. Well, if you can get in the RFID card and then code and change it to where you can be like a level 30 or 40, then you could just one hit kill everything. But I mean, you can't really use that maliciously other than just to go through the game in a third of the time, which, you know, I don't see the benefit in even going in there and trying to reverse engineer these things unless they're a competitor trying to make their own Skylander type game. Then I could understand Activision being pissed.
Well, see, he said that he only did this because he was interested in how the technology worked, and that he only posted it on the site he did because he was trying to share the information about how the technology worked. That's his defense. He said, I didn't do anything wrong. All I did was I was curious, and I posted it so anybody else that was curious could know how it was done.
Yeah, and I think there's nothing wrong with him being curious, and he bought it and doing what he wants to it. But once you post that zip file online, you've crossed Activision's line. I mean, you're not going to, you know, you're not going to win that argument in court.
Like, hey, I only found the blueprints to the White House. I ain't do nothing but post it online. That's all I did.
Yeah, basically. Well, not quite as severe as what you're saying, but.
All right. Well, speaking of the White House, I don't know why this is news, but apparently our president of the United States went Christmas shopping, and our news stations decided to follow him around to see what he was buying. And some reason, it's big news that our president decided he wanted to buy a Wii game for his daughters. Any guesses of which game he bought for his daughters, guys?
He got the president's black. He got black kids. I'm gonna say Dance Dance.
Ah, very close. He bought Just Dance 3.
Oh, well, I knew. I was thinking that. I just didn't know the name of it.
Well, they a few months back, they made a big deal about him being the first president to have a gaming console in the White House. But he's so behind the times that all he has is a Wii.
Yeah.
Yeah, but hey.
I mean, he's got a dead console in his house. Let's get together. Let's send the old boy a PS3 or something, you know? But then he'll get addicted to Skyrim. Well, not on PS3. It's broken. He'll have to play that on Xbox. But he'll get addicted and not be able to worry about policy any longer.
Okay, all right. Here's a good question for you guys. All right, let's say Obama has a 360 or a PS3.
Okay.
What do you think his online ID would be?
OB.
The Prez.
Dude, do you think it'd be not the president of the U.S.?
No, that'd be a Twitter account.
That'd be actually obvious.
Official Obama.
You know, it'd be
a real Obama.
If he was gonna really be like have a sense of humor about it, maybe his PSN account could be like no birth certificate or something cool like that, to just to piss off people in Kansas.
On and off, though, you can edit this out of the show if you want. Did you guys catch the presidential dinner right after the whole birth certificate thing happened?
No.
Uh-huh. Oh, you need to Google this video. Obama in like the state's dinner or something like that. Donald Trump was sitting front row. He was talking about his the controversy about his birth certificate. He goes, to take it a step further, for the first time ever, we're gonna witness my birth video. He goes, and he goes, for anybody who wants to, definitive proof, here it is. And he plays it, and it's the fucking Lion King where they're holding Simba up going oh, with everybody, and it's fucking hysterical. And he comes back and goes, just for the record, that was a joke. He goes, for all our Fox News representatives, that was a joke. If you don't believe me, call Disney. They have the original long form version of it.
That's gangster right there. That's gangster.
I loved it when I saw that. All right, getting back on topic. I'm going to Google it and put the link in now.
Keep it in. That's the funniest thing I think we've said.
The funniest thing is Donald Trump doesn't even crack a smile. He's all fucking stern about it.
That was sweet. I'm about to put that on pause for later. All
right, guys. That is going to bring us to the end of our topics. But I want to introduce a new segment into the show. It's going to be not an every week thing, and this is actually a surprise to everybody. Nobody knows about this. I'm going to introduce a new segment called Ungrateful, in which I'm going to call out somebody who I feel has been ungrateful in recent memory. Sound good to you guys?
As long as we all get to call you out for being ungrateful to us.
Sure.
All right, cool. Yeah, go, roll.
All right, for this week, I'm going to call out Donnie. Donnie, I feel you've been ungrateful. And I'm going to call you out on it right now.
Hold on, can you repeat the whole thing, man? My kids. Oh.
That's got to stay in.
All right, quickly. Introducing a new segment. Oh, my God, I can't believe I'm doing this again. All right, we're introducing a new segment. It's not going to be an every week thing. Just when I feel somebody has wronged. And the new segment's going to be called Ungrateful. In which I'm going to call out somebody who I think has been ungrateful. All right. This week, I'm calling out you, Donnie. Donnie,
shoot with it.
Donnie, I feel you've been ungrateful. I went out and I was nice enough and I bought you a year subscription to PlayStation Plus for Christmas, right?
True that.
Then, 2 days later, on Christmas, I get a PSN message going, Merry Christmas, everybody. Buy me a $50 gift card.
Oh, my God.
Now, okay. I thought that was really ungrateful because I went ahead and bought you a PlayStation Plus subscription, then you still want another $50 gift card. What's up with that?
Dude, I explained it to you, and I'm going to explain it again to try to clear my name. Hopefully, this will clear my name. Uh-huh. I just went down the list, down my friend list, and at the end, I just sent it to everybody on my friend list. And at the end of it, I put LOL, meaning I was just joking. Mm-hmm. So when you got yours, you just so happened to get in the crossfire. That's all.
Is that what it is?
I had, Yeah, it had nothing to do with it. I am very, very grateful that you got that for me. And I was actually going to shout it out to you on the closing. But now you think I'm ungrateful.
Well, I'm just curious. So, you know, what's the story behind that? Did Moonshiner and Titanic, did you get that message too?
Yeah, but, you know, honestly, I'm going to call Tricky out for being ungrateful.
Uh-oh.
Where's my 1 year of plus?
Well, okay. If you remember correctly, and I'm going to defend myself. If you remember correctly, did I not call you and ask you if you went ahead and bought one?
Yeah.
Okay. At that point is when I was going to buy you one. Then you said you bought a year, and I said, I can't do that.
And they're stackable.
Yes, they're stackable. Fine. I will buy you a year subscription, okay? But I'm going to – you know what? I'm not even going to do this anymore. Because my next statement was going to make me sound greedy, and I don't want to sound greedy.
This was the season premiere and the season finale of
starring Tricky.
There will not be an episode 54 as we have cited creative differences. All right, so that is going to bring us to the end of the show. Now that we had a little fun with Donnie and Titanic, wanted to throw his little 2 cents in. Let's go with shout outs. Let's start with Moonshiner. Moonshiner, you have any shout outs?
Yeah, shout outs. Okay, my shout outs are to anybody that doesn't accept a gift from Tricky Mick and Dr. G Peds, just to get it in there first.
Ooh. Titanic, you have to sloppy seconds. Go ahead.
Oh, gotta give a shout out to Dr. G Peds, and I gotta give a shout out to Moonshine Wang, the combo, the guy that came on today.
I'm actually surprised we recorded all this time, and that word has not come out the entire time until now.
Well, you hadn't seen our private chat, though. That's all we're saying back to each other. We've probably typed Moonshine Wang back and forth 1,000 times.
I'm sorry, Titanic, I interrupted you.
No. Well, honestly, I feel kind of bad. On Christmas Day, I did get 3 friend requests, and I meant to write them down, and I forgot to. So I will make sure I have that done next episode, and that's all my shout-outs.
And Donnie?
Well, first of all, I want to give a shout-out to Tricky. Yes, thank you for the Christmas present. I was not expecting this from a trick.
Yeah, you want to share with our listeners what I made you to do to get your code?
Oh, yeah.
What I tried to get you to do.
Yeah, he tried to get me to say, Tricky is my one and only pimp. And
well, now he's got it because you said it.
I said he tried to get me, but no.
Yeah, but he can edit it out.
You said it, so yeah. I can edit it to a few.
You got me. Well, I will be protesting that.
Hey, Titanic, next time you do a new opening, that's what I want Donnie to say.
Oh, that sucks because I have a really good one that I already cut out of one couple of weeks ago. We'll see.
When you do the next one.
Okay.
Well, shout outs to Always Rolling, of course. Oh, Joester 123, Awesome J, yeah, you're still in my mind, in my heart, and even though we haven't chatted in a while, Moonshiner, Mr. Wayne himself, T Wayne, that's my pet name for you, T Wayne.
T Wayne. T Wayne, I like it.
And all the listeners of the Trophy Horrors, thank y'all for listening. Thank you for loving me, Donnie.
And I want to give a shout out to every single member of the Proven Gamer staff. You guys have all helped tremendously getting the site up and running. A huge shout out to both Moonshiner and Titanic, who, since they have started with Proven Gamer, have really stepped up and done a lot of things. I mean, Titanic, you're now on 2 podcasts, and you're writing, and you're taking over the editing duties for Trophy Horrors. Dude, that tremendously means a lot to me. Moonshiner, if it wasn't for Moonshine Alley, I don't think I'd get my laugh every week, even though you kind of fudged numbers on our bet a little bit, but I'm willing to let that go.
I'm only using the numbers that are given to me.
Donnie, you stay Donnie. That's all that matters.
Yeah, and be sure and go to provengamer.com, folks. Leave us comments. Let us know you're reading it.
Yep.
Yeah.
And stay tuned on the website. I have an article going up soon. The 5 easiest platinums of 2011.
Ooh. What'd you do? Look at my trophy list.
I was gonna say the same thing about me. I was gonna say, I wonder how many of those me and Richard have.
Actually, now that you've said that, I might have to go through your list just to make sure I haven't missed one.
Tai, did you ever go back and see how many children platinums I have?
No, you know what? I'll get that done while I'm going through your trophy list today.
I'm gonna say about 23.
I got 27 platinums now, so.
23 of them are children.
All right, Titanic, you want to do our house cleaning? Pip out ourselves? Oh,
sure. I want to first state off that I'm going to apologize for everyone that, you know, half recording in the morning is so strange.
Yeah.
So if the show seems a bit weird, that is why. Okay, well, let's hit our Twitter. We got to make sure to follow Proven Gamer on Twitter. Follow Trophy Whores on Twitter. Go ahead and follow us individually. You know, if you only want to hear one of us talk, you'd follow at Tricky Mick, at Young Twist for Donnie, and at Titanic Wang, and well, at Moonshiner. Is that yours?
At Jake W. Becker.
Oh, okay. Do you want to spell that out for the listeners?
Okay. JAKEWDECKER. Jake W. Decker. That's my name. Don't wear it out.
And we will.
And
be
I starting... just dated myself.
Yep, and we will soon be starting a Moonshine Wang Twitter account.
Oh God.
Yeah. In fact, we better go do that right this second
before somebody else gets a name.
Yeah. Well, we'll make sure to create one. Me and you'll have the password for that. That'd be some fun. Okay. Also, email.
I typed in Twitter. And I was typing in Twitter and TwitVid popped up. What the heck is that? I'm sorry, I got off topic. Okay, sorry. So I guess Twitter has their own video account. I'm sorry, I apologize.
Oh, that's right. Okay, I think Twitter's taken care of. All right, let's hit the email. If you want to email Trophy Whores, go to Trophy Whores or email us at trophywhores@provengamer.com. You must also call in. I mean, I cannot believe you guys aren't calling in. I mean, it's free, right?
That's free. Well, it's free if you have free long distance.
Well, most people do. You got a cell phone. It's just, you know.
Yeah, and if you're overseas, then you have to pay international rates, but.
All right. Well, give us a call. 330-PROVEN-9. Give us a call. Let's know how we're doing. If you guys venture off to iTunes, download our podcast, why don't you go down a little bit and hit the 5-star rating? It only takes a click. Yeah, you're going to be waiting for it to download anyway. And if you're really bored and you got a bunch of stuff downloading, why don't you go ahead and leave us a review? You know, tell us how great, you know, Moonshine Wang is and how clever that is. And do we have anything else?
I have one other thing.
Oh, okay, go for it.
You just told all our listeners to go and leave 5-star ratings on iTunes.
Yeah.
The 3 of you still have not done it.
That's not true.
Oh yeah.
You left one, Titanic?
I left one before you even took me on as a staff.
Oh, okay. Well, I'll take that back. Moonshiner?
I'll go do it. Hey, that's just mean.
It's me. God. Before you come at me.
I'm just in a calling that mood because you guys have me up early in the morning.
That already backfired on you already.
It didn't backfire on me. So, guys, if there's nothing else, until next week, happy trophy hunting.
Peace out.
Later.
I got me a Marlin.
Trophy Whores. With some hardcore gamers, if we had a gamer score, it would be very high. No lie. Go call Tricky, Titanic Wayne, and that boy Donnie about to have ya go insane. Who can we blame? Y'all. For loving us a muscle, we gon' give it all. And I'ma take this time, I'ma take a little pause.
Thank y'all for downloading another show. Y'all some true trophy whores.